joining us live right now for our scam of the week. We've got Nicole Thomas from the Better Business Bureau of Northeast Indiana. Good morning, Nicole.
Morning.
All right. We definitely need to be aware of these this time of year. Clickbait scams. What do we need to know about them?
Yeah. So right around now, you're going to start to see these snow clickbait scams, specifically around the forecast, because we in Indiana love to know when it's going to snow, right?
So absolutely.
What the scammers have found, and it really, forecasts are not, predictable maybe 5 to 7 days out. And so scammers really capitalize on this. They know that. And so you may have one meteorologist saying we're going to get a trace amount. Another meteorologist says maybe 2 inches. And then you see this post in your social media, or maybe you get an email or a text message that says a foot of snow expected next week. And you're like, what? And so, of course, that piques your interest. And so what do?
You click on the link. Yeah.
Absolutely. You click the link to read the forecast. And so, unfortunately, what happens is you could be getting malware infecting your computer, which is the worst thing that could happen, because that means they're putting some bad stuff on your computer that could log your keystrokes. It could get your passwords. This could eventually get your sensitive information, your bank information. So that's bad. But also, it could just be a form that they ask you to fill out, like, hey, fill this out so you can join our email list. And you give them some sensitive data, which could be the first step towards identity theft. So those are the two things that could happen. But this scam is even worse because we, as Hoosiers, are more likely to share. And if we share it, that perpetuates the scam. Because not only do I look at it like, oh, wow, I see this information, but if Kayla shares it, that kind of means Kayla endorsed it. Kayla looked at it, right?
Right,
she shared
right.
It. Now in my so the more people that share it, the more people that like it, you give credibility to it. And so that means somebody else could fall for that scam. Again, it's in the grand scheme of scams, it's pretty small. But do you want to take that chance on something that's not even true? It goes back to doing the R word, the research. Go to your local weather channel. Go to the National Weather Service. Go to your state DOT. Go to sources that actually are credible in the weather prediction arena, not just something you saw on Facebook. You know, it's that adage of you can't believe everything you see on social media. And if you click on it, you could actually have some bad things happen to your computer or your identity.
Boy, is that true, Nicole. Definitely good advice. And like I said, definitely timely. We'll check back in with you 1 week today for our scam
All
of the
right.
week.
Sounds good. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, you too. Happy Thanksgiving. That is Nicole Thomas from the Better Business Bureau of Northeast Indiana featuring our scam of the week here on WoWo.
Podcasts by Federated Media.